Patient name, Angelique, spelled A-N-G-E-L-I-C. Last name, Misseldine, M-I-S-S-I-L-D-I-N-E. Date of birth is 10-19 of 73. Date of service, 8-21 of 23. This is a 49-year-old female patient here with complaint of sinus infection, some mild stomach pain. She's had it for 2 days now. Also has some associated diarrhea. She has the abdominal discomfort on the left abdomen. She does have prior history of diverticulitis. She tells me this one today doesn't feel very bad. She's more concerned about her sinus infection today. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 147 over 93, pulse 125 on vital signs. However, it went down to 105 in the exam room. Respiration 16, temperature 98.6, afebrile, oxygenation 98%, current weight 125. Allergies, she is allergic to penicillin products and clindamycin. Current medications reviewed, medical history, hypertension, hypothyroid, asthma. Also, lesion on her thyroid, which she has not evaluated yet. She is planning on doing that next month. Surgical history, C-section, tonsillectomy. Social history, she does smoke one half pack of cigarettes on a daily basis. Period and a paragraph. Labs today were obtained. She will return to clinic for review. X-rays, none. Period and a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, not thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Visually unremarkable as far as a sinus infection is concerned, but she does verbalize some pressure over the frontal and maxillary sinuses. Ears are within normal limits, period, new paragraph. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. I've palpated all points of her abdomen, including the left side and also at the McBurney point as well, and there is no discomfort whatsoever. Period and a paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute sinusitis and some mild gastroenteritis. Patient did describe this as being worse yesterday. Period and a paragraph. Now, I've told her that if that abdominal pain needs to be worse, is getting worse, she needs to immediately go to the hospital for evaluation and a CT scan, and she should advise us when she's going to go, and we can call that order in, or have the ER doctor most likely would be the one that would evaluate her at that time. Patient is very adamant about not wanting to go to the emergency room. She wants to stay home and take care of her child. However, she has told me that she will wait 8 hours, and if the abdominal pain returns and if it is anything but very mild, she tells me she will go to the hospital for further evaluation. Once again, she does have a history of diverticulitis. This episode today, if it even is this, does not feel to her as though it is very very significant. Period, new paragraph. So for the diagnosis today, patient received Rocephin, 1 gram as an injection, also dexamethasone injection to be followed by Levaquin 750, 1 PO daily, and Flagyl 500 BID for 5 days. She's going to drink plenty of fluids, get plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and to the ER for the stomach if worse. Otherwise, she can return back here in a few days for follow-up on her labs.